a lot of eyes on UFC 200 right now. Just how did you manage to process this when it was all breaking?
Yeah, so, yeah, as you were just saying, UFC 197 is here this week in Las Vegas. That's why I'm here. I got off a flight yesterday from London Gatwick, obviously at Las Vegas. I walked off the flight and suddenly my phone was going absolutely berserk. I had, what was it, 84 emails, 18 answer machine messages. I had no idea what was going on. Obviously, we've been able to take stock of the situation and try and find out what's happened. So, I mean, I guess everyone, to break it down for everyone, what's happened is that the UFC have asked Conor McGregor to go on a promotional tour, it looks like, for UFC 200 this week in Las Vegas. However, Conor is actually out in Iceland at the moment training with his head coach, Sean Kavanagh, and some of his training mates from the Straight Bar Streaming Island. And essentially, Conor McGregor has said no to this. Now, the two have been in somewhat a bit of a dispute for a little while, but there seems to have been a bit of tension between the UFC and the McGregor party. And this really just seems to be the final nail of the coffin. And it was a bit of brinkmanship, I think, and Conor McGregor saying, I'm not coming. And the UFC turning around saying, fine, you won't fight on UFC 200. And that's exactly what happened.
Why has there been this disagreement, it seems, this little problem that's going on? Because, you know, McGregor's been talking about getting some vengeance. He wants to get his revenge. He wants to avenge that first defeat of his inside 6 years. He wants to fight, but now it looks like it's not going to happen. Why has there been some kind of upset between Dana White, UFC, and Conor McGregor and his camp? What is going on?
Yeah, it's a bit of a funny one. I think they asked Conor McGregor to do a lot of promotional work, and I mean, it's fair to say he is the biggest personality in the sport now. For the, you know, and he brings in the numbers. So when he promotes stuff, it normally sells. And obviously, they ask him to do more and more and more. And I think it's got to the point where Conor just doesn't want to do that. And I think he's now, he is almost what some people would say is actually bigger than the UFC itself. So he said numerous times before that he's the one that calls the shots. And I think this is a test-proof case. And I think we've seen here the UFC for the first time really stamp their foot down and say, we're not having it. And have, well, obviously removed him from UFC 200.
And it's really interesting that it's not just coming from Conor, is it? Obviously, his coach has got involved as well. Nate Diaz has been tweeting as well. So I guess my work here is done. I'm retiring too. Now, is he joking? I don't know. It's really weird.
This is the day and age we live in. It's the social media age. So everyone can have a say in approximately 7 seconds after a news story's broken. Speaking from my own like experience the last 24 hours, I've reached out to several people in that McGregor camp, and I've just been totally stonewalled, as has every other journalist in the industry, by the sounds of it. So there's probably a little more to what's going on here. It seems to be a bit of a collective front from the McGregor camp that this is what they're saying and this is their stance, and they've got no need to kind of elaborate on that.
Wow.
So it's one of these things. We've been discussing it with a lot of the other journalists morning. I still fundamentally believe that the most likely main event for UFC 200 is still Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz. I want to stand by that.
So you think it's going to happen? You think that this is going to get talked out in the end and that this isn't 100% legit?
I think it's legit, but I think what's on the line here is a significant amount of money, more than has ever been on the line in any UFC event before. We're talking almost, I think people are quoting ridiculous amounts of money, $100 million each. It's crazy money. And I think what will happen is surely cooler heads have got to prevail in the end, and things will be patched up. Just looking at the other options outside of Conor McGregor main event in UFC 200, they look somewhat limited and very expensive if they want to pull them off.
Yeah, I can imagine it's going to be a difficult bit of work for Dana White to get this all sorted out, really. And there's many sort of conspiracy theories going on, isn't there, as well, surrounding this. If you look at Conor McGregor's Twitter after he posted that and you have a little look at the people who he appears to be now following, there's a lot of the A lot of people thinking that he might be making a bit of a jump over to the WWE. He's starting to follow a lot of the big hitters over there, the likes of Triple H, the COO, Stephanie McMahon, he's following right now.
Be very careful with that, because I was actually under the impression, I had it from a pretty good source, that Conor McGregor was going to be at WrestleMania 32 a few weeks ago, and that was actually proven to be totally and utterly wrong. Yeah, on that same day, that was when he actually started following Triple H and Stephanie McMahon, who are obviously some of the big bosses in the WWE. So I'd hesitate to suggest that we will see Conor McGregor in the WWE anytime soon.
But then again, he's also following Wayne Rooney and Harry Kane. So is he going to be turning out for Manchester United or Tottenham Hotspur? You just don't really know, do you? If you go,
he'll probably want to sign Spurs. Are the right things to go at the moment, but those photos came shortly after a bit of a joke that got around between Dele Alli and Harry Kane from Tottenham about Harry Kane wearing a face mask and that he would be the next guy to face Conor McGregor. So again, that was another few weeks ago. So all these people are saying that he's following the WWE, he's following footballers, he's following people who are making films. Hold the phone on that. Seriously, I think there's still. Probably further talks we have with the UFC as for UFC 200. If that doesn't happen, I still find it incredibly hard to believe that's the last time we'll see him in the UFC Octagon.
I think he's following Snoop Dogg as well, so I'm expecting the rap album coming out very soon, which will be very interesting, to be fair. Obviously, this is going to be one huge thing. And UFC 200, this was supposedly the debut of CM Punk, talking of the WWE contingent going over there. So that doesn't look like it's going to happen either, because he's got injuries. He's had back surgery, hasn't he? So it looks like UFC 200 beautiful arena is a curse.
He was targeted for that's correct. He was targeted for UFC 199 or UFC 200. Unfortunately, he did suffer a back injury that has put his schedule back a few months, I believe. So I think we'll see him more likely debut around UFC 201, 202. This is a real problem. The UFC, they're lacking a massive, massive name on the top of that UFC 200 card, and the only other options are Ronda Rousey, who has basically said she has no interest in fighting until later in the year, or George St. Pierre, who is let's say the UFC will have to get the checkbook out to get him there.
Without a doubt. This is going to be very interesting coming into these next few events. 197, of course, that's why you're over in Las Vegas right now. John Jones is going to be headlining this one. It's going to be an absolutely cracking card by the looks of it. And this fight should be a cracker against St. Preux, shouldn't it?
It should be. Obviously, Daniel Cormier was originally booked to face John Jones up until a few weeks ago. Ovin St. Preux came in at short notice. John Jones hasn't fought since UFC 182 last January. He's had his own personal problems, been involved in incidents with the police, but he's now back and he's coming for that interim light heavyweight title, which would nicely set up a fight with Daniel Cormier later down the line, hopefully in New York, perhaps later this year in November. But yeah, it's a great card, and it's a real shame because it's getting overshadowed by the events of the last 24 hours. And you know, all you need to do is take a look at the news coverage to see what's making headlines at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll leave you on this. We'll let you get back to your coffee and just chilling out before you get ready for the rest of the day in Las Vegas. Finally, Conor McGregor, are we going to see him back in the Octagon? And are we going to see him maybe at 200?
I believe so. I'm hanging my hat on it. I'm going to say to you now that I think we will. I think if we don't, it's a very, very significant day in the world of the UFC.
Wow, it's exciting times. Jim Edwards from the Daily Mirror and, of course, The Independent as well. Enjoy Las Vegas. Enjoy 197. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you, guys. Speak to you soon.